RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
All right, so here you are out there, and you want to be able to take better care of yourself, get physically fit, and you've got a resolution, but you got an extra weight on you. And you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? Am I harming myself? Well, I'm Dr. Pam Peek to tell you that we have an expert who's going to clear all of this up with four easy tips for people who are on that wellness journey to get more fit. And as you're really beginning to shed some of that weight, we have answers. Liz Cora is a fitness professional. You can learn more about her at her website, LIZCORAH. I'm going to tell you fully transparently, Liz is one of my girls. That means that she busts my butt at the Equinox Health Club where I live. And Liz is probably one of the best fitness professionals I've ever encountered. And honey, listen, when she opens her mouth and enters the room, y'all listen up because you're awake now. And she takes you through it all, and she knows all of this. So we're going to go through four points, tips, practical tips to be able to help you navigate safe fitness if you've got an extra couple pounds on board or more, and do this to achieve your goal. Liz, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, now we've got four tips. Let's go through them. The first one is
for everybody.
Go slow.
What? Like Nike says.
Go slow. Yeah.
Like Nike says, just do it. Just go. Be there. Show up. Commit. Pick what you want to do and be very present. Number two, commit. Tell yourself that you're going to make it to the end. You showed up for your class, the activity of your choice, whatever interests you, and you're going to do it. You're going to make it all the way through, and you're going to make it worth it. And listen to your body. Listen to your body with that. Your body can be your greatest teacher. You just have to listen. So if you need a modification, need to pull back a little bit, just do it. Commit to your workout.
Well, wait a minute now. Hold on, Liz. Hold on now. So let's start with the very first one again. You said just do it. Now, the psychology behind that is that a lot of heavier women, right, are sitting there with shame, blame, and guilt, feeling rotten, and they figure they're going to go into a class or beginning, some kind of a group thing, and they don't feel like they fit in, and already they're getting buried underneath all of this mental garbage. So just do it. Basically, are you saying just clear through all that and just kick all that fear to the curb? Is that what this is about?
Absolutely. And that was my third tip, was compare yourself to no one. That judgment and comparison are recipes for disaster. That was my third tip. It's really funny because I often tell my classes, we're doing an exercise and someone may feel really funny and our butts are in the air and we're all sweating. And I always say, don't worry about what your neighbor's doing, because your neighbor's probably just watching themselves in the mirror anyway. So when people come to a class, the reality is that they're really focused on themselves. And I know I've been that person years ago who was nervous to go into this cycle class because I didn't want to sit in the front row because I didn't want people to see me on the bike. And I was nervous. I didn't know anybody. But you have to really remember that everybody is out there with their own concerns about their bodies, and we don't know what it's like to step into somebody else's shoes. So we really have to put aside the notion that we are like anybody else and anybody else is like us. And we have to really commit.
Well, I love it. And well, there's something else I love about your classes, and I hope to heck fitness professionals are all doing this, but they're not, because I've experienced this. And that is, when you're in a class, right, a fitness professional like you will look around and look for bad form, because bad form will definitely get you injured and it won't be a pleasant experience. The other piece is also having the chutzpah and the courage to be able to walk up to the teacher and say, you know, my knees are shot, or, you know, or I'm so new at this. I haven't moved my body since dinosaurs ruled the earth. And just to be transparent about that, and just give it up, right?
Absolutely.
Is that what your experience is, Liz?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, I have a lot of participants, especially this time of year, who will approach me at the beginning of class. Hey, I'm new. I have a knee injury. I have a back injury. And I really, as an instructor, appreciate that. As a fitness professional,
yeah,
I want to know how I can serve you and how I can make this the most incredible experience for you and make you the most successful. So any good fitness instructor that you have will want to know those modifications, will want to know those injuries or your concerns ahead of time so that they can take care of you. And it's funny because there's some people that will come to class and not say anything at all. And I'll see the form and I'll walk over to them and help them in a way that I don't embarrass them, or, you know, that no one, it's not drawing attention to them. But your group fitness instructor is trained in a way that they want you to be successful. They want you to have those feelings and walk out of the room feeling like a million bucks.
And I love that. That's the way it should be. And as I said earlier, you know, everyone out there, pop a patience pill in her radio land. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. You want it all done overnight. I mean, I've been there, done that. And one of the things that's important is that this is a patient journey. This is, and in, your job is not to sweat the destination. It's to enjoy the journey. And this is something I know that Liz teaches in every one of her classes. And listen, I actually wrote an article about Liz for U.S. News and World Report. It's called Power is the New Thin. Liz is a very powerful, muscular, amazing fitness professional with like endless passion for what she does. That's why she's become a her radio regular, because she really feels it for you out there. This isn't someone who's just going to do, what do you call that? I just love it. It's called exertainment. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. I like that term. I use that term. So an exertainer is somebody who will stand on the stage and exercise with you and, you know, really powerhouse through the workout and, you know, be showing and entertaining while they're exercising. And I am the complete opposite. When I'm there, it's not my workout. It's 1,000% about every single person in that room. I try to make eye contact with everybody. I try to connect with them. We're really on a journey together.
And I love that.
That's a really big piece for me, is that I want you as a participant to be successful.
Right, right. And you know, the other thing, too, is if you do have extra weight on you, don't be doing extreme stuff or, you know, hanging from TRX equipment. You know, what you need to do is just be patient and really work with fitness professionals you can trust and team with to be able to keep you in the safe zone as you do your thing. So, you know, if you are heavy and that means you weigh 50 pounds or more above a really average weight, something that would be healthier, be very, very careful. Go gradually. You know something? Brisk walking is 50 times better than running and jogging. It's so much more safe. You've got other pieces of equipment. And I want everyone to run on over to Liz Cora's wonderful website, Liz Cora, that's Liz Cora, CORAH.com, and learn more from her wonderful tips, tools, and techniques to be able to be safe and, you know, your own advocate and passionate about taking better care of yourself as you get more fit. Liz, it has been wonderful having you on her radio as you share your wit and wisdom and a heck of a lot more. And oh my gosh, I'm going to see you tonight for class. Don't hurt me, whatever you do. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you've got a health question that you want us to answer, please email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.